The World Health Organization says most hospitals and clinics in Afghanistan are set to run out of money and shut their doors. Healthcare relies on international donations, which have been frozen since the Taliban took control. The WHO is trying to find emergency funding to prevent what it calls a humanitarian catastrophe. Charlotte Bellis reports from Kabul.
To give you some numbers, they're saying that of 2,300 health facilities, 90% of them could close imminently because there has been a funding stop, a funding pause by Western donors since the Taliban took over. And to give you some more numbers, the 2,300 health facilities, well, they employ 20,000 health workers, and last year they treated 30 million people, which is three quarters of the population. We have been watching this kind of simmering crisis behind all the fighting and the politics, wondering what's going to happen, because of course this country largely relies on international aid and donors, and since the Taliban took over, a lot of that has been stopped. And now we're starting to see, from at least the World Health Organization, what that means for people on the ground.
Myanmar's shadow government has declared what it's calling a people's defensive war against the military. The National Unity Government is made up of politicians deposed in February's coup. It's calling on all citizens to join the armed resistance to the military's crackdown. Guinea's military rulers have barred officials from leaving the country after detaining the president and toppling the government on Sunday. Coup leaders summoned ministers and told them to hand over their passports and their official vehicles. They promised to set up a transitional government. Facebook and Twitter have criticized a decree by Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro that changes social media rules. The president's office says the decree protects free speech and gives people the right to repost banned content. But Facebook says the measure makes it harder to limit abuse on its platforms. Cuba has become the first country in the world to vaccinate children as young as two against COVID-19. The vaccines used haven't been recognized by the World Health Organization. The government plans to inoculate all children before schools reopen.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.